Okay, Rabbosai. So it's a pleasure to be back to our regular zman, our regular scheduled zman. And it's a psicha shir. I know really it's not, you know, but it's just to get back into it. I'm really going backwards a little bit. I hope it's okay for people who are ahead. I heard you're learning about the Mara already, the mikvahs. We'll get there, Beis Hashem Yisbarach, to get back on our same page. But I wanted to talk about this topic that we discussed with our Chavrusa shop that bothering me, and came out with some very interesting ideas. So first, the Gemara comes out to the conclusion, we're talking about that there's a major difference when it comes to the halacha of Shemitah's Ksafim. So we just passed through Shemitah's Ksafim says that comes money that is due during before or during Shemitah year. So by the end of the Shemitah year, the debt is canceled, cannot be collected, does not owe the money, and that's it. That's what simple read of what the Pesukim are saying. And of course, Hillel was misaki the Prusbol, we wrote Prusbols and signed the Prusbol to be able to collect the debt anyway, half a PK. Okay. But the question is, what if initially, when lending the money, I knew that Shemitah was coming up, so I said specifically, I said, I don't want this to be canceled out by the Shemitah year. So, can you do such a thing or not? And the answer is, depends how it's worded. It's a letter difference. So slight. One letter difference makes all the difference. If you say, Al-Menash Shalaitish Mitaini Besh Shavias, Gemara says, Psak Halacha, the debt is not canceled, because that's the way the Mepharshim explained, Taisus speaks it out, that's between me and the borrower. It's nothing to do with the Torah. It's not circumventing the Torah. It's 100% that he owes me the money come after Shavias. But if he says, Al-Menash Shalaitish Mitaini Shavias, and he's basically attacking the Torah's ability to cancel the debt, and therefore the money's not owed. Amazing that something so slight like a base is changing everything. And the Gemara gives another example of that, of Aina, of overcharging. Subtle difference in the Lashon. If you say on the condition that in lecha alay Aina, then it's, even if I'm overcharging, he can't come back to me. But if it says ain boyna, so then it doesn't work. Okay? And it has all the same rights of I know. Okay, so here's the question that we were okay. So that's the setup for the Gemara. So the question, just to think out loud, is what's understanding and what's going on with this? The Torah says this debt's canceled, Pashtus. What happens when I worded it correctly? I said, Al-Menash Shalaitish Mitaini Bishvias. So what is happening actually? Comes the end of Shemitah, gets canceled. What is it? He says that he's owing the money. I can walk up to somebody and say, and if they ate them, I could be mechayv myself money. So that's something that he's doing. It's nothing to do with the debt. It's not the loan. You understand? That's one way to look at this, what's going on over here. It's a personal hischayvus that's being created, that's completely disregarding the entire debt completely. Okay? It's a possibility that's what's going on over here. I don't like it. I'll tell you why I don't like it. Because, first of all, it's bizarre. It's a huge chiddush to say that you're creating new chiyuvim over here. Doesn't really seem to be that's what's going on in Aina either. And secondly, they're like, you know, a good real practical example. Let's say, I said, I'm an Ashur Tishim Tein Bishvias. And when I lent him the money, he had land, right? Before the Shemitah year, he sold off the land, okay? And now, comes after the Shemitah year, he said he'll pay. But he hasn't. Chodesh Tagelt, I'm sorry, so sorry, I don't have the money. I don't have property either at this point. Is there a lien on the property that he sold from before Shemitah? The Torah's debt is canceled. It's his own, his chayvus thing, that comes about only after the Shemitah, so it shouldn't, it's completely unattached. Chassam the Sefer never said anywhere in the Torah, and no, nobody's talking, nobody's saying that that's going to be the case. It's clearly the same thing. So we were saying, okay, so back to the drawing board. This is our Chavrusa Shah, thinking out loud and working on it and saying, well, okay, then what is it? What's our other option? So it came out to me also, bizarre chiddush, wild chiddush. The other idea that you could say over here is that the Torah never said that debt is actually canceled. That's not what the Torah said. It's on your rights of collecting debts. The debt is there, which is very wild. The money is really alpi emes du. My right to collect it is what is affected by the Shemitah. I haven't got a right to ask for the money. So much so that even if he offers me the money, I have to tell him that I lost my rights to collect.
I'm in awe.
What? So one second. Let me just I'll speak about both. So one second. So what does that mean? It means that this halacha is not just the Torah saying things. It's more than that. The Torah is doing is giving certain rights and privileges to a borrower that comes after Shemitah. He has a privilege. He has a right that he can either choose or opt out of. It's his choice to opt out of it. And that's what's happening. And the same is true by Aina. Aina is a protection that's really, it's not the Torah saying that Aina is no good or whatever. It's the Torah saying we're granting this protection to the buyer, and the buyer has a perfect right to opt out of that protection. No different than a woman who's married who says, you know, Aini Nizayin is Vaini Aisa. That's what's happening here. The reason why I find this crazy is because it's like a unique kind of thing of Torah. It's like Avush said that the Torah is like, you know, like this is you know, Kala Terkula is laws. You got to do this. You got to do that. This one is not a law. It's a benefit. It's a privilege. It's a protection. It's a funny thing. It's a very funny thing. And Shteinish does it. Doesn't say anything over there. So now, that's this is the, I mean, whatever. If you could come up with a better solution, I'm open to any options. Okay. But, on the top of the page, on Daf Gimel, on the base, so we saw Machlekes between Rav Yudam Amar Shmuel, who says that when there's a loan that's for 10 years, Shemitah is canceling that loan. Because even though now you're not asking for any money, because it's not even due for another 4 years after Shemitah, you're eventually going to ask for the money. And then there's the other Rav Kana, brings the Raya Fakert, and there's another position that says Fakert. Bottom line is, it's Machlokes in the Gemara whether a 10-year loan gets canceled by the Shemitah or doesn't get canceled by the Shemitah. Machlokes. Okay, because that was again. This was Rav Yudah Mishmuel Malves Chaveroi, and then there's another version. Who was it? Ein Shvius Misham Tasai. Right, that's the other version, the Ikadamer. So there's two shitas. There's the first day and then the Ikadamer of Rabbi Yudah Mishmuel. So there's two versions. Shalom Vuchu is the Psak Halacha. But, so I was thinking like this. It's a 10-year loan, and you're not asking for any money in between. Is it canceled or not canceled? So I was thinking that maybe we could say, this is we're thinking out loud, maybe we could say that the nafkamin between these two versions is gufa and how we're learning the pshat in this thing. The debt is really still there. It never disappeared. Never. Nobody's saying that the debt disappears. Because if that was the case, so then what's happening when he's not, when he's saying is he's creating a new eschayus, which is a big problem, right? So the debt's still there. It's a real debt. He's just not exercising his right that he's entitled to exercise. And that would make sense then, what's the pshad and why a 10-year loan is maybe still due. Why? Because it's only, it's not a wipeout of debt. If it's a wipeout of debt, it should be knocked out.
Something's not exercising it, he's not allowed to exercise it.
Who? I'm talking about from the borrower's perspective. Anyway, so this is, but either way,
what
it's
about enough?
Okay, let's plug it into enough. Okay. So enough, again, we're saying a similar idea. We're saying enough is that there's a protection that is established.
No, it's a valid transaction. Not that you could. It's a valid transaction.
And he has a right as a buyer who has been messed up by the.
So does he charge over anything when he charges enough and he says, I don't want enough to play? When the client says, I'm aware that she's a garish. I don't care about the Chalam. Is he a Renesser?
Yeah,
why
for sure.
Why can't he say, I don't need that.
I'm going to forget, right.
How's it different?
A bottle of challah.
Right. No, I mean it. Thank you. I don't want to get the Chalam. I don't care about
it. I never want to.
I don't want this thing.
I don't have to worry about this issue.
How's it different than a non-Jew?
That's what I'm saying. That's part of my problem here is that we're saying that this is not a regular din Torah. It's a protection. It's a protection. We're understanding that the din of Einah is not just a straight up Isser. I mean, whatever. It's time. It's a very bothersome thing that you could just, depending on how you word it, overcome
to
the Torah's will. No, it's not a Ganevis Das here. Oh, you mean saying it's coming to Torah's Ganevis Das? It is an interesting thing because it's not stunned. There's Gemara that talks about that people are like experts, so then they're not subject to there's no enough because they know.
They choose.
No, so it's like it's only for the greeners, the guy who does the chop. The guys who are like not. I know it's the protection of the buyer. Person who's a skilled buyer. He doesn't need protection.
So Anah is there to protect the...
Protect the unskilled buyer.
The buyer.
Right. But he can opt out of that protection. He says, I know that I'm people.
And Shiv is there to protect the borrower.
Right. My grip.
The borrower can opt.
Exactly.
But Yovel...
They both of them can...
When a slave goes and gets free on Yovel, that's legitimate. There is no specter of
that
slave.
That was the example that Nisano gave. Not the Yovel, but the six-year slave. He can also opt out of his... right to be free by choosing to be a slave, but that's a very different. But he can't opt out of Yovel, right? Exactly.
Right, so that's a shortcut.
No, but I'm saying, how do you know what's a right and what's not a right? That's what's telling. This is part of what's such a pillar. Like, what is this different than Kala Tari Kula? Like, it's a unique law. How do you know which way it works? Anyway, but I think. Anyway, what I'm thinking also is that it doesn't really have to be that the pshat is that it's not pshat that it's just a right. If the debt is always there and it's only a question of my ability to collect, but the debt is really there, so then here's a story. Comes out very interesting. Let's say I'm a borrower, okay? And I just want to do the right thing. I mean, whatever. And the guy didn't write a principle. So he didn't write a principle. I go to the rabbi, I ask him, so on my side, I feel wrong having money that I borrowed from the guy and I'm not paying him back. Can I give him back his money?
You sold the property to somebody else and you want to get it from the person
who owned it. No, it's all done. No, I can't do it on the end of his cheshbon. Why not? That's what he's saying.
But it says,
they like it. It is.
They like
that. Exactly. So it sounds like that the debt
exists.
The debt is real. The debt is not a real thing. And even though he has to say, he still says, Meshamed Ani, I can say Alpha Pekin Ani, and I should say Alpha Pekin Ani. In fact, the Gemara says that once he says, I want to pay, and the guy says, Meshamed Ani, so he can strangle me, put me against the wall, till I say Alpha Pekin Ani, at that point. Okay? What? Okay, what? this is a game. The answer is once the guy's ready to pay, so then halachically it's legal to, if he already offered the money and I told him it's mishamit, I can put a zip tie around his neck till I get the money. Till he says, apple peak, and I said, okay, I get the answer. It's a wild idea. Like, it's what is it? Because it only makes sense that we never affected the actual debt. The debt always remained. Anyway, that's the chiddush.